You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina, and United States Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us now to talk about what's happening in our nation's capital. And we have a line for you, 800-642-1234. What do you want to ask the senator? What do you want her to know about your priorities and how she can best represent you in Washington? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or email us. The address is ideas@WPR.org. Voters elected Tammy Baldwin to the U.S. Senate in 2012. She previously represented the Madison area in the U.S. House for 7 terms. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's a delight to join you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And this is the first time we've talked to you since President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate.
And yes.
So why did you vote to convict the president in that trial?
You know, I took an additional oath on top of my oath of office to do impartial justice. And we had opening arguments, 24 hours almost of opening arguments. And in listening, I was absolutely convinced that the president solicited foreign aid to look into one of his potential political rivals, that he also was trying to pursue a discredited conspiracy theory about who interfered with our 2016 elections. And I was able to reach those conclusions even without the calling of witnesses, but I feel that the failure of my colleagues, particularly on the Republican side, to agree to hear directly from firsthand fact witnesses, John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, 2 other high-ups in the White House, who had directly witnessed these activities, I felt that that was also a failure and further evidence of the second article of impeachment, which was obstruction of Congress in doing its investigation. And so that is how I cast my vote. And I will say that in the days since, I have been dismayed at further activities on the part of this president, whether it's firing of an honorable patriot, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and his twin brother, who has had nothing to do with this case directly, or his intervening in another case, asking the Department of Justice to change the sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone. All of these seem to be a president acting with impunity after the acquittal.
Senator Baldwin, turning away from impeachment now, you've proposed legislation that would lower the cost of prescription drugs, something that's certainly on the mind of people in Wisconsin. What are you calling for?
Well, I think that we've heard a lot of promises from this administration, but we haven't seen the kind of results that will make a difference in people's lives, especially those who depend on life-saving prescription drugs or very specific treatments for conditions, chronic conditions, et cetera. This weekend, I'm going to be having some roundtables with constituents in Milwaukee tomorrow, Wausau on Monday, to hear from Wisconsinites who are struggling to afford the medicine they need. And I'm calling on Mitch McConnell, who is the Republican leader of the Senate. He sets the agenda to bring to the floor for debate and a vote legislation that is already passed the House of Representatives. It contains a bipartisan proposal of mine called the Fair Drug Pricing Act, which would basically stand up to the big drug companies to require absolute transparency about how they set their list prices. And it also calls for Medicare to negotiate with the pharmaceutical industry for lower drug prices.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, and right now we're talking about prescription drug prices. There's also a line for you at 800-642-1234. What would you like to share with the senator as she represents you in Washington? 800-642-1234. Senator Baldwin, I wonder if these measures for prescription drugs are enough. I mean, certainly we see a push in the presidential campaign from the Democrats that there are some that think a single payer plan would be better and would help resolve these issues. How do we figure out how to really fix this? Is this the right way?
Well, my Fair Drug Pricing Act, I think, is a crucial step in all of this. It's a step that relates to transparency. Right now, you cannot get an answer out of our Department of Health and Human Services or others that have direct oversight over the pharmaceutical industry over how their pricing schemes and structures even work. It is the drug companies that set the list price, but then there's this intermediary called pharmacy benefit managers that negotiate discounts and rebates. It's completely opaque. And until we are able to hold the drug companies accountable for the setting of list prices that are reasonable, they're going to take advantage of a system that shrouds their activities in secrecy. Frankly, you know, probably the best example that people remember from a few years back is when the company that makes the EpiPen, which people with severe allergies depend upon to often save their lives if they are, you know, stung by a bee or are exposed to something that they're desperately allergic to, they doubled the price. And for parents of children going back to school, you know, they could fill their prescription, but the school said, we need another EpiPen here. They often couldn't afford to protect their children. And there was no explanation given for why they doubled their price overnight. But we see this in drugs, for example, insulin.
And actually, if I could hold right there, we actually have Chris from Toma on the line who'd like to talk with us about insulin. Chris, what's your story?
Hi, I'm a teacher, and I'm a special education teacher, and I have two masters. And I love my job, I love my students, but I've been diabetic since 98. And since, you know, Act 10 passed, I can't even afford my insulin or strips to check my blood because it's so high. My doctor does give me samples and, you know, stuff they can help me with, but my health has declined. And, of course, being around sick kids, you know, it affects my sugars and everything. So it's frustrating to me, somebody who works all the time and does a good job, and I can't even afford the stuff that I need to survive.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry to hear that. And thanks for your willingness to share this with Senator Baldwin. So these are the stories that we encounter, Senator.
Absolutely. And I hear them all the time. And it's why I really want to hold the drug companies to account. You know, insulin is not a new drug that has been, there's no recent developments in terms of reformulating insulin. It's been around for years, and why they're arguing that they need to keep on increasing the price and increasing the price is without reason and rationale. And I don't think they should be able to just use secrecy and an opaque system to make it more difficult for policymakers to see what's actually going on. You know, our Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, is somebody who I've been in long dialogue about this. He comes from the pharmaceutical industry. He used to be an executive at Eli Lilly, which produces insulin. And even he has not presented a satisfactory explanation to me or other members of the Senate and House as to why they've had to literally double prices in recent years. And we've got to hold them to account. So the legislation that passed the House is a very comprehensive look at this. Not only does it include My Fair Drug Pricing Act, which would produce the necessary transparency, but it goes well beyond that, especially enabling Medicare to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies for lower prices. You know, sometimes we wonder why it's half the price in Canada and in European countries and other countries across the globe. Same companies, same drugs. And yet, because we don't use the clout of large programs like Medicare with over 40 million participants, we could get those same low prices. And it seems ridiculous that the majority in the Senate is protecting these pharmaceutical companies rather than the constituents who sent them there.
Senator Baldwin, so much to talk about, always so little time. Thanks for breaking down impeachment and your prescription drug plan for us. And we'd love to have you back in the future. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Tammy Baldwin is a Democrat representing Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate. We invite all of our members of Congress on periodically to talk with you, our listeners, about what's happening in Washington and give you an opportunity to share your experience with our elected officials. Up next is news, and then we'll hear from the host of Wisconsin Foodie about what the show is digging into in this new season. I'm Keeley Boltina, and it's all happening here on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.